Second principle is called learning to trust your divine inner wisdom. And the affirmation for this is, I trust in myself and in the wisdom that created me. Because when you learn to trust in yourself, what you're really doing is trusting in the very wisdom that created you. And this key word here is trust. The use of the word trust could be used synonymously with faith. This faith to move mountains, this faith to be able to create things for yourself without having that little smidgen of doubt in there. Remember, as it says in Proverbs in the Old Testament, as you think, so shall you be. Your thoughts, of course, create your reality. And the application of this is that if you're doubting, if you're thinking about even the littlest amount of doubt, then that will be what you will work on. You will act upon that inner world of doubt, and you will manifest the result of doubt. And if you doubt something, then obviously, you know, as Shakespeare said, our doubts are our traitors. William Blake had a wonderful line. He said, if the sun and moon should ever doubt, they would immediately go out. So it's almost like you have to have the faith of the sun and the moon, that you are a divine being that has this divine intelligence within it. And as I talk about trust, it's appropriate to look at the characteristics of this thing that has many names: the God force, the spirit, the invisible intelligence, the soul, the consciousness, the awareness. Whatever name or label that we place on it, it has certain characteristics. And this is a very tough area for us to master, because our egos, the part of us that are rooted in the physical domain, really strongly believe in our separateness from each other and from God. And because we are so attached to our separateness, it is very hard for us to now begin to trust in a unity kind of consciousness. A consciousness which says that I am much more than that which I observe. I am much more than my troubles. I am much more than that which I notice. As the noticer, I have this divine capacity. So what I'm talking about here is an intelligence or a God force or a divine awareness, whatever you want to call it, that is in all things. It's in that tomato seed. It's in the banana seed. It's in you. It's in everything. Everything starts with an idea, and this idea is not in the physical domain. To come to trust in this really means that you have to transcend the ego part of you and say, I have got to learn as an individual, as a particularized part of this divine intelligence, I have to learn about and adopt an intelligence that doesn't know how to particularize. I have to adopt and be a part of an intelligence that is everywhere. That's what universal means. Universal intelligence means there is no place that it is not. Okay? Now, if there's no place that it is not, it means that it is in me. And if it is in me and there's no place that it is not, it is also in everything that I process or perceive to be missing from my life. It's also in that. So if I would like to be able to manifest abundance of some kind, or a relationship, or a healing, or a seller for my home, or a promotion, or whatever it is, the intelligence that I am talking about, this universal divine organizing intelligence that is the highest part of, that represents the highest part of you, is in the very thing that is missing. So here's a key line to learn about learning to trust. When you learn to manifest, you are doing nothing more than manifesting another aspect of yourself. You're manifesting another aspect of yourself. This intelligence doesn't know how to particularize, yet you have got to learn to adopt it and understand it from someone who is convinced that you are an individual who is particularized. You've got to do this with your ego, But yet you've got to transcend the very ego that you're doing it with. And when you do, the ego part of you says, wait a minute. If you get this, you don't need me anymore. So I'm going to do everything I can to keep you from destroying the very thing that supports you. So this doubt will surface all the time.